You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We are finishing with their series. Okay, this is meant for somebody shorter. Okay, thanks, Pastor Eugene. Ms. Ruth, thank you very much. Let's give them a big hand once again. In between the services and time of fellowship, we were able to talk to them and get more details of everything that's happening. And really, it's an amazing opportunity and an amazing journey that they've been through. And it just really, it's in line with our series about It's Not About the Money. And every story that they were saying, every detail that we were hearing from them, it's really not about the money. People who had mansions, people that didn't have had a shack or squatter areas, hindi tinitingnan kung sino yung mas maraming pera, yun yung napoprotektahan. It's really not about the money. And what in this whole series, we wanted everyone to understand our covenant with God. And based on that covenant and our relationship with Him, we can grow in this area of giving. This is something that we can all grow in. This is something that we can all experience and have the right attitude for it, because simply sometimes this is not a natural thing. Just as a review, in the last few weeks, we talked about serving the first week, that our God, we serve our God and not money, and we use money as a tool to advance His kingdom. Two weeks ago, we talked about receiving, that our God is a loving Father that wants to provide for us. And He's inviting us to ask Him. He's inviting us to seek Him and to knock on His door. And for every situation like that, the promise is He's going to open and we're going to find Him. What a wonderful promise from a loving Father. Last week, we talked about how to manage God's money and how the blessings as it pours out in our lives, that we can be a source of blessing to others. That it's not only the 10% that belongs to Him, but it's actually the whole thing that we're supposed to manage properly. And today, again, as we end this series, we're talking about giving. That we are in to give generously, because our God is a generous God. And once we understand this with the text that we're going to be reading and the Word of God, I hope that it will stir you up. As just like what Pastor Eugene was saying, it's not just money that they're asking for and relief. It's actually even our time and our tender touch or our love for that we can show to one another. And that's so important, especially in this time of grieving and time of difficulty. So I'm not going to delay this any further. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. And in reverence to the reading of God's Word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand with me. It's amazing the way God's Word is and the encouragement. We invited Pastor Eugene just to encourage us and to be able to give more, and we're responding to that. But really, no, nag-challenge siya na it's not just money that they're asking for, and it's really our time. I was convicted and challenged to do that. So I don't know how I'm going to get there or what I'm going to do, but my wife and I are talking about it, and that somehow, at a certain point, as we rebuild that nation, it's going to take rebuild that city and the other regions, that we do our part in that. Okay? We're going to start at verse 13, chapter 14. Now when Jesus heard this, He withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by Himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed Him on foot from the towns. When He went ashore, He saw a great crowd, and He had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to Him and said, "This is a desolate place, and there is now, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Then they said, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And He said, "Bring them here to Me." Then He ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, He looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again, that we have this opportunity to look into your word, to help us understand what generous giving is all about. I thank you, Lord, that you touch our hearts and our minds so that we will have the right perspective and a biblical view about generosity. I thank you, Lord, that you will anoint the preaching of your word this afternoon, not from my own ideas, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. Lord, we honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and have your seat. This is the third time I'm sharing this message today. And each time I know that there's a great weight I feel on my shoulders about this message that I want us to be able to understand. I want everyone to have an attitude of giving cheerfully, of knowing, understanding God's purpose of why He's blessing us, and that now we can give freely and be there in every opportunity, that we can be generous in every occasion, as what was shared earlier. But really, when we look at generosity and giving, it does not come naturally. Having 5 children, I know this as a fact. I don't know how many times, you know, with certain things that we do have to train our children about. Kailangan natin silang turuan dahil kung hindi natin sila tuturuan, it's something that they will never grow up and just parang, okay, they'll be generous someday. I don't know how many times I've had to tell my children, share. Sino dito yung mga magulang? Hindi yung magulang, ha? Yung parents. Okay? How many times do we have to tell our children, share? Okay? And eventually, they learn and they're able to do that. But how many of you, every time that there's a gift that's given to our children, meron ng parang statement na right away, right when they're receiving something, there's something that every parent, or hopefully every parent, is teaching their children, even the small ones. Again, this is a statement. I don't know how many times I've said it with 5 children. What do you say? Nadinig nyo na ba yon? Maybe nasabihan kayo noon, or that's something that you are using. But many times, hindi ko na alam kung ilang beses. Because there's something about that it does not come naturally to children. And if they grow up the same way, we teach them how to eat properly. Or otherwise, they'll be like that. It's fun feeding a child, a baby, feeding them, and they see all over the place the food that goes. Ang makala talaga eh. Mas madali pang pakainin mo na lang. But they have to learn how to eat. Because we don't want them to grow up and we're still spoon-feeding them when they're much older, when they're in their 30s or 40s. Wouldn't that be a silly thing? I mean, my own children, I have one child that just had to have a bib all the time. Kailangan meron siyang bib dahil kung hindi laway pa, factory siya, lahat ng dumi, talagang punas ng punas all over. And that's, it's funny when it's a child. But that would look even silly or actually even out of place kung adult na at ganyan pa rin kumain. Diba? Parang ganito, one of the popular things now is, you know, parang recreating pictures of the past. And this is what we're gonna look like if we don't learn something in the very beginning and then we grow up not learning that. Ang cute nung nasa taas, diba? Pero pag matanda ka na at pinapatulog ka pa rin ng nanay mo ng ganyan, and then you're wearing a diaper, that guy's like 40 years old. Kanina ko pa sinasabi, alisin to. Wala, it doesn't work. No one's laughing. Anyway. Hindi ako insecure. Kung si Pastor Dennis yan, tawa na kayo ng tawa. But again, the Lord loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Okay, it's we see these things and we have to learn it while we're young or else we'll end up like this silly guy. Okay, it's cute. I mean, it's funny. But we have so many adults not having the right attitude about giving And they end up giving for different reasons, and sometimes even for the wrong reasons. What God wants us to do is, because He is a holy God, He is a generous God, He wants His children, all of us, to act the same way. But some people give out of different reasons. Some are forced to good. This morning, Francis, who was sharing the tithes and offerings, he was saying, you know, from the very beginning, since I became a Christian, I started giving my tithes because I know it was the right thing to do. But in my heart, he was having a hard time with it because it wasn't coming from his heart. It was just coming out of obligation. And so he said, you know, all I did was to obey. It's important for us to obey. That's really important. But I want that obedience to start touching our hearts and our minds that we're doing it cheerfully, that we're doing it with the right attitude. Some people, they give out of, based on selfish reasons. They know that if they sow, they're going to reap. Yes, sowing and reaping is a principle that works. That's always going to work. If you plant something, take care of it, it's going to grow and you're going to receive something from it. But sometimes people do that without having the right heart. They're thinking of what they're going to get. I want to get 100 pesos today, so today I'm going to give 1 peso. Because the word says that it's going to multiply 100-fold. Or I need 10,000 pesos, so today I'm going to give 1,000. I'm going to sow 1,000, so I'm going to get my 10,000. God may respond that way, and He will. But God can respond to you in other ways, more than just the money that we're receiving. Pag hindi mo ngayon natanggap yung 10,000, nagre-reklamo ka na sa Panginoon. And that's not the right attitude. And then there's a certain group that somehow there's a leading man syndrome. That's why they give. Ito yung mga taong nag-uunahan sa check for lunch or for dinner. Okay, nag-uunahan sila na sino magbabayad. Okay, I'll be honest. That's the way I was. Okay, I want to be the first one because gusto ko ako yung bida. Gusto ko ako yung una magbayad. Okay, until I realized that if God wants to bless them and they're gonna feed me, I allow them to feed me. Okay, there's a grace that's come on in my life that I'm not running after that check anymore. I mean, there are times when the Lord will tell me, go ahead and pay for it. And I would. But it's now being led by the Lord, not just by my ego. And our giving can't be led by our ego. It has to be led by God instructing us in the things that we're being generous towards. Or else, kung hindi, ikaw na naman yung bida. So we have all these different reasons why we give, but we are going to see from the life of Jesus in this text what the right attitude is, what the right mindset is for us to be able to give generously and with the right attitude and the right mind. Okay? So we're going to go look at this. The background of this text, okay, the background of this is when Matthew was talking about feeding of the 5,000, this was after they heard that John the Baptist was beheaded. If you're not familiar with John the Baptist is the cousin of Jesus. Okay, he was the one that baptized Jesus and the Holy Spirit as a dove came down on Jesus. Okay, this is the same one that was asking, are you the Messiah or not? And so during this moment, in this difficult time that Jesus was experiencing, now when Jesus heard this, yun yung nadinig niya, the news that John the Baptist was beheaded. He withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. You know, this is an encouraging thing. I mean, we're going to look at different aspects of this text, but I was just so encouraged in reading this that Jesus withdrew. Hearing the bad news, he took a step back and made sure that there was a right perspective in his life. I mean, he's God, and wala naman siyang mali-mali. But somehow, when we're faced with good times or bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Hindi ako insecure. Okay. Back in the spirit. He withdrew. We have to remember that whether we're experiencing good things, and sometimes things are going so well, parang nakakalimutan na natin ang Panginoon. There are times when we do that, we go back to Him and say, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. But there are times when we go on this side and things are not going well. and you think that everyone is against you, like the 2 p.m. service, again, we have to turn back again and go back to God and say, God, you're my security is in you. Whether they laugh or not, it doesn't bother me so much. No, it really doesn't. Because I know that I'm doing what my role is, which is share God's word to all of you. And whether you receive it or not, I mean, yung mga jokes naman, hindi naman word ni God yun eh. Pahulo ko lang yan. So, but whatever it is, we have to always go back. We always go back to Him. And there was a great example by Jesus. He hears bad news, balik siya kay Jesus. Ruth and Eugene, Pastor Eugene, they hear, experience all these bad things, but they're secure in the love of God in their lives. Hindi sila nandito parang, ah, wala na lahat. No, they're in faith. And that's because of their relationship with God. Okay, we'll move on with this. But when the crowds heard it, they followed them on foot from the towns. Look at this picture. Jesus gets on a boat, and he was driving away by himself. They saw him, and they started following him on the shore. Okay? Hindi sila sumakay sa boat. Parang nakita lang nila, uy, kailangan ko yan, sundan ko yan. So sumusunod sila. They weren't on a boat, but they were just following along. They saw the boat going, and they said, I want to be with him. The thing that I observed here is, you know, there's so many times there's something about Jesus that was so attractive that people wanted to be with him. Just to be honest, when I have sin in my life, my first instinct is to turn away from God or to back away from God and hide myself. But here are people and sinners that when they saw Jesus, they wanted to be with him. Now, ang challenge ko nun para sa atin, ano? I mean, this is sort of a sideway thought on this subject. But when we have people in our lives, do they want to be around you? Gusto ba nila, or do people feel condemned or judged by your holiness? Okay? I hope it's the other way around. That people will be attracted to you because they're seeing something different. And there's something about Jesus that we're going to see here that made people be attracted to him. And you know what that is? It's his disposition. Jesus had a disposition of compassion and action. In verse 14, when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Here he was. He wanted to be alone. He wanted to be commune with God, but now he's being disturbed. He's being disrupted from the plans that he had of being alone. Pero nung nakita niya yung mga tao, imbis na mainis siya, imbis na mapikon siya, he had compassion on them. And instead of anger, he healed them. That's the amazing part with God. He when he saw them, parang, wow. Okay, these people are in need. I'm the one that they need. And instead of, you know, thinking about himself, he went there and he said, okay, I'm going to heal them. I see this big crowd and I'm going to heal everyone that's here. I see the crowd here and I feel for them. And really, in this past week, there was a moment of great conviction in my life. I'm just going to be honest with this. While I was watching the news of what was happening, different channels, different agencies, papanoorin mo, magagalit ka sa gobyerno. You watch the tweets, you look at Facebook, magagalit ka sa gobyerno, and then you're going to look at another story that someone has, and you're going to be upset with another group of people. And then I go back and forth, and for so many days, as I was watching these things, nalilito na ako talaga. Kanino ba ako dapat magalit? Magagalit ba ako sa presidente? Magagalit ba ako dun sa mayor? Magagalit ba? Sino yung pwede kong sisihin? Naghahanap ako. I mean, ako kung kayo, ganun din. Ako ganun. Okay? I was really so upset seeing all of them suffering. And not even seeing bodies and not seeing, just knowing that the storm would come that way. I knew that somehow there was destruction that was going on. And it was bothering me. And I was getting, who am I going to blame? And then for whatever reason, I turned it off. I turned off the TV and just sought God. What is this? I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't know what's going on. And then the Lord spoke to me. Not in a weird way or parang tinatakot ako, but sabi niya, "Where's your compassion? Lee, where is your compassion? When I saw the crowds, I had compassion on them and I healed them. This is not a time for us to point fingers. Please. Maybe you've done that, maybe not. You know what? There was a seminar that people attended on trauma counseling. And they were saying that in this seminar that sometimes just by watching something on TV that you can be traumatized by it. Seeing the body, seeing all those things that were happening, you can be traumatized and your mind goes to a different way that you're just complaining about things. And I saw that on Facebook. People that would normally be friendly and loving and compassionate, they're writing down hateful things because they were already being traumatized by what they saw. And so there I was. I found myself being in the same thing. And so acting and thinking, God reminded me, I had compassion for them. Where's your compassion? It's not time for us to point fingers. If we're going to point any finger, we're going to point it on ourselves. And just like Pastor Eugene was saying, we're not going to ask, who are we to blame? That's exactly what they did in the Garden of Eden. Who told you to eat that bread, whatever fruit? Sinisi ni Adam, the woman you gave me. Okay? The woman. Who told you to eat? The snake, or whatever. Nagtuturoan sila. Who is it to blame? We are not in a position, please. It's not a position for us to blame anyone. It happened and it happened. Let's look at and point our fingers here. What is it that God wants us to do? What is your role in this? We have, as Pastor Eugene was saying, a great, great opportunity to rebuild our nation. Not just on whatever, but on the right foundation of this. And so that's my challenge for everyone. Please, look within yourselves and ask God, God, what is it that you want me to do? And whatever it is, it's not how much you know about the Bible. It's what you know that you are obeying. Because people know so much more about the Bible than me. But they're not with the Lord anymore because they're not obeying. I mean, I'm not that far from that. One wrong decision and I can be far from God. And so I'm always asking, God, give me the grace. I want to continue with you. I want to continue building with you. I want to be sensitive to your voice that I will have the grace and the strength to obey you when you speak to me. And that's something that needs to develop in our lives. What was the disciple solution? The disciple solution for the problem was to send them away. In verse 15, now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." You know, they're presenting the problem. They're presenting to Jesus, "Here's the situation. Okay, there's no more food, and we need to send them out. Okay, dahil magugutom lang sila." I that is so sad. If we're having to send people away, when we have the right resources. But how many of here, just to change the subject a little bit, how many here want to experience a miracle? God can see your hands. Okay, sino? You want to experience a miracle? Yung iba ayaw nyo? Okay. Suit yourself. But if you want a miracle, there has to be a problem. The bigger the problem, the bigger the miracle that can happen in your life. Okay? So when people are saying, this is so bad, this is terrible, yes, I agree. It is terrible. But here's also an opportunity for us to rebuild. Here's an opportunity to make things right. Long-time enemies of families can come back together in Jesus Christ. political boundaries that have separated people can be united once again in Christ. And that is the fork that we're at. We can make one decision and things are going to go well. We can go another direction and things are going to continue the way they are. So we have this opportunity. The bigger the miracle, the bigger the problem. Who still wants a problem? Sino yung may gusto pa rin ng miracle? Ako, gusto ko pa rin. All right? But it's going to come. The challenges, the impossibilities. Kasi kung kaya natin gawin, then hindi natin kailangan ng miracle. If we can do it on our own, the miracle's not necessary. But the bigger challenge, the bigger it is, then the more we have to rely on Him. And as we rely on Him, He's going to answer us. And the amazing thing here, even if your attitude is wrong, even if your motives are wrong, you know what God's solution is? We can see it here in God's Word. There's a lack of food, there's a lack of resources, but God's solution is you. This is one of the most amazing things that I can think of. In spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my shortcomings, He is still willing to use you. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, sabihin mo, you. You are sometimes the cause of the problem, but you are also God's solution. We see it here in His Word. Sinasabi niya in verse 16, but Jesus said to them, they need not go away. Sabi niya, you give them something to eat. You give something to eat. You hug them. You encourage them. You help out. Whatever it is that God wants you to do, in spite of you. Okay ba yun? Are you with me? All right, good. God will use us. And it's an amazing thing about this church. This church is a generous church. I've been here now 5 months, and I'm so encouraged by the generosity of the church. You know what? In the last 2 weeks, when all of these things have happened, we have responded as a church. For the first time in the history of Victory Green Hills, 50% of the church gave in the last 2 weeks. They gave envelopes. Okay, nabilang namin based on our attendance and the number of people that gave 50%. So parang lahat ito nagbigay, ito lahat na to, hindi. Hindi naman ganoon. Okay? But that's amazing. That's amazing. And what it was generosity. You know why? It was above the tithes. Because if you're just giving your tithes, that's not generosity. That's just giving back what's supposed to be His. And we were able to raise up in the last 2 weeks, not including today, 1,000,000 pesos for the relief. That's you. Isang tao lang ba yung nagbigay noon? Hindi. Everyone gave. No matter what, how much you gave, you all contributed towards that 1,000,000. And that's an opportunity. In spite of who we are, God is using us to be a blessing to them. And as we rebuild in the right foundations, great things are going to happen. So they were presenting their problem. I mean, I just want to honor you in that. You're really doing your part. I know 50% gave last week. I know the other 50 will give today. Okay? Yun na lang ang faith ko. All right. Wala nag-amen, so I don't know. Verse 17. They said to him, we have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. Kung meron akong 5 tinapay at 2 isda, mahihirapan din ako magbigay. Kulang yung 5 tinapay sa akin eh. But that's what they had. That's what they had, and somehow they had the faith to obey to give it to God. Let me just share a story. We have a building project going on. You see it outside our Every Nation building that trains all of our missionaries. We're doing the phase 2. But more than 10 years ago, the phase 1, the existing building right now, we were still trying to build that. And during that time that they were building, there was a tremendous amount of money that they needed. But they only had 2 million in the bank at that time. Okay? And to be able to finish the whole building, it was going to take, I think, about 300 million. Okay? So they were praying and they knew that there was something that they had to do. And so They got together as a leadership team, and Pastor Steve was saying that 2 million is just like a dot. Sabi niya, what we have is not even a dot compared to our need. We might as well sow it to a ministry we trust and know. So as an act of faith, they needed 300 million, they had 2 million, they gave 1 million away to another ministry. Just to give it. They were also having a building project and they gave it to them, and it was a great blessing to them. Sabi niya, konti lang naman yung resources ko eh. Might as well give it to someone that we can trust, that we trust, and we're going to trust God will multiply that and will bless us, that we can be able, we'll be able to finish that building. And we were able to finish that building without any debt. People were selling properties, jewelry. They were just, the generosity just came out. And even the private sector donated millions of pesos, because they saw the vision of us wanting to make a difference in our nation. And they gave, and they gave, and we were able to finish that. And we're still doing it today. My wife, being an administrator in our Every Nation building, miracles happening of God providing. Merong mga kailangan na pera for the following week, and people would just come and say, here's a gift. I want to contribute towards God's kingdom. And it's exactly the amount that they needed. Time and time again, God providing and building the miracles. But there's something about when we put our resources in the hands of our God. Our resources in the hands of God can do amazing, incredible miracles. Kung ano man yung pagkukulang mo, kung ano man yung shortcoming mo, God can do something incredible with that as you faithfully give it towards His kingdom. Sinabi niyo ngayon, yun yung kulang nila, yun yung pagkukulang nila. And I realize this, any situation, kahit anong, any situation in our lives, we will always fall short. We're trying to get to heaven, our good works will always fall short. We can't do it. We can't do it on our own. We always have to put our faith and trust and put it in the hands of God. And that's the time then the things can start changing in our lives. Sabi niya dito, bring them here to me. Kung ano yung pagkukulang mo, kung ano yung resources na meron ka, it's not about the amount. It's not about what you give. But if you give it to God, you place it in His hands, He's able to multiply it. And that's exactly what he did in this story. I like the way they obeyed God. Yesterday, when we were here, and I was doing the PowerPoint keynote. What you're reading? Okay, ginagawa ko yan kahapon. And when I was doing it, this text just jumped out at me. Na every moment, you know, nagulat na nga yung ibang staff eh. It just struck to me that we have to bring things to God. Whatever resources we have, we bring it to Him. And I was just imagining, paano kaya sinabi ni Jesus to? My imagination was just rolling. Okay? Sinabi niya, bring them here to me. Or bring them here to me! So I was saying it in different ways, and nagugulat na yung staff, but anong nangyayari sa kanya? Bring them here to me! Hindi ko alam kung paano niya sinabi, ano? You know what? That really works. Pag si Pastor Dennis tumayo dito, tumatawa na agad kayo. That's a secret. Okay, anyway. I'm finding out something. Okay, but I don't know how he says it, how he said it, but there was an obedience in the heart of the disciples. Sabi niya, itong konti namin, ibibigay namin sa'yo. And here's what God did with it. He multiplied it. Kung ikaw lang yung kung tayo lang yung aasahan natin, kung aasahan ng the whole Visayan region, we'll always fall short. But together, as a church, if we give and we participate in whatever God is asking us to do, we can all together pull our resources. And with God being there, He can multiply all of that and provide for everyone. Because we have a God that is Okay, I'll go to this. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. My imagination going once again. Paano kaya nangyari yon, no? I mean, Jesus, he got it and he started passing it out. And then as they were going, maybe the disciples were going around and here's some bread. And then biglang, uy, meron pang isa ulit. Binigay dyan, uy, biglang, diba? I mean, parang he was multiplying it. It's an amazing thought na parang hindi naman nila, paano yun? Paano kaya nangyari yun, no? And I couldn't imagine that how that was, but I started thinking, what were the disciples thinking as they were being a blessing? That God was using them to feed these people. They saw their shortcoming, but somehow, parang, wow, here, eat. Wala akong tinapay ngayon eh. But just imagine with me. Okay, here, eat. And I'm giving it to everyone and everyone was being satisfied. Everyone was being satisfied. Because we have a God that is more than enough. We need Him and with Him, we have everything. That's the amazing part. Here's another story about that building project. Okay? In verse 20, and they all ate and were satisfied. Everyone was satisfied. With five pieces of bread and two fish, depende kung gaano kalaki yung tinapay o tsaka gaano kalaki yung isda, I don't know if I'll be satisfied. But they were all satisfied. And they took 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. Meron pang tira. Our God is a God of more than enough. You need a certain amount. He is able, as we obey Him, He's able to multiply it to the point that there's more than enough. Again, somehow, in the building project that I was talking about, again, there were 2 million pesos in the bank. But the following week, they needed 20 million. That was due for them. 2 million, 20. Ang laki ng agwat, di ba? But while they were, Pastor Steve was driving around somewhere, a friend called him. A friend called him and said, Steve, the Lord spoke to me and told me to give you $100,000. Okay, I'm going on a plane, so I'm going to call you again later on, but just to get some details. Okay, so Pastor Steve was so happy. I mean, but parang, okay, $100,000. It's still not exactly what they needed. Okay, but that's a good step. Wow, the Lord's providing. Well, in the course of being on the plane, the friend heard from God and felt that the Lord wanted him to give 200,000. So he decided in his heart, okay, I'll give the 200,000. Okay? As the plane was landing, okay? Sana mas mahabang trip yung ano, no? As the plane was landing, he heard again from the Lord and said, no, give him $500,000. Okay, parang, okay, good. Sana from all around the world yung trip niya. But apparently, this was a short trip. But each time, God was increasing it. Finally, he was there collecting his baggage. While he was collecting his baggage, he heard the voice of the Lord say again, wait, you're not listening to me. I want you to give him $1 million. So right then, he picked up the phone and called Pastor Steve and said, the Lord told me to give you $1 million. Give me your bank information. We're going to send it to you next week. Okay, as soon as we get that. $1 million. What was the need? 20 million pesos. During that time, the exchange rate was something around 52 or 53. God made it more than enough. God just multiplied the generosity of that person. Why? Bakit hindi 1 million agad yung sinabi niya? I don't know. Maybe the Lord was building it up so that the man would be obedient in the small steps. Some people think, okay, I'm going to be generous once I'm super rich. But how much is super rich? If you're not faithful with the little things, you're not going to be faithful with the big things. So as he was obedient with 100, 200, 500, God knew his heart that he would be ready to give that 1 million. Ganun din tayo. Habang merong, kung ano man yung meron tayo, if we give it to him, he will increase it. That's our God. That's the God we serve. That's our Heavenly Father that wants us to be like Him and to be generous just like Him. And He's able to multiply the things in our lives. Not just what we need, but an abundance and a surplus that God will pour out in our lives. Are you getting this? This is... What is God challenging us with? What is He speaking in your heart right now? Maybe it's a certain amount. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's you going there. It's pretty clear. You know, my wife normally doesn't like going and roughing it out. And when we were there with Pastor Eugene and Ruth, you know, I knew that God was challenging me. But when I told my wife, I think the Lord told us to go. Sabi niya, yeah, I'm willing to go. That's only by the grace of God. I know it is. Because if there's no facilities, my wife doesn't like going. If there's no, kung magta-tent lang kami, normally she would say no. But I know that it's God speaking to her because she said, yeah, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go. What is it that God is challenging you to do? What is it? And I'm praying that we will have the courage, we will have the grace, we will have the strength to obey once we hear that voice from Him. Some people hesitate. Some people stop because they're thinking, you know what I'm giving, that's supposed to be for my children. Remember here in verse 21, and those who ate were about 5,000 men. 5,000 yung men palang. Besides women and children. When you are obedient to God, when you obey God's word and you're generous with your time, we're generous, not only will God provide for you, I'm talking to the men here, God will provide for our families. That's exactly what happened there. There's no reason why we can't do this because we have a loving Father that wants us to be exactly like Him. Giving in the right disposition puts you in the right position to be a blessing to others. What is it that God wants you to do? As we go through the day or the weeks to come, this is going to be a long process. As Pastor Eugene said, 2-year process maybe of rebuilding. So at any part of that 2 years, we can take part in that. Maybe nadadala lang tayo sa emotions dahil the media is there and international media is there, but apparently, the international media has moved on. Okay? We have an opportunity to build our nation. We can't just look at the resources that are coming from outside. We ourselves will help build our nation. What is it that you want to do? What does He want you to do? Allow Him to speak to you. And allow God to use you. And you will indeed be a blessing to those around us. Let's all stand up and pray. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, as we pray, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Here's the right disposition that we're supposed to have in verse 7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. It's not a matter of the amount, it's whatever what God has placed in your heart. Bakit yung puso ang kailangan kausap? Dahil yung puso nakadikit sa wallet natin. Okay? Not under compulsion, not reluctantly. Because God loves a cheerful giver. That's my prayer for all of us. That we will have a right perspective on this and that we will give whatever resources we have, money, time, energy, to the glory of God, and He will multiply it. And we can truly be a blessing to those around us. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord. I pray, Lord, that You speak to us today, to my brothers and sisters who are here, that Your intention for us is to be like Your Son, who gave of Himself, sacrificed Himself, so that we can be redeemed. We can be redeemed and we can enjoy being with You forever in heaven. And I pray, Lord, that right now, as people are suffering and people are going through a difficult time, Lord, use us once again to be a blessing to those around us. Whatever it is that's blocking, whatever it is that's preventing us from doing it, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you pour out your blessings on them so much that there will be no reason for them to withhold. But they will freely give because you have freely given your Son to us. Something that we did not deserve, something that we could not do on our own. And yet you gave him to us 2,000 years ago so that we can be with you forever. Whatever it is that you're speaking, Lord, let it be clear in our minds, in our hearts, that we will have the courage and the grace to be able to step out in faith. Because our faith wants to please you. Our lives want to bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Lord, that in spite of us, that you will still use us. So we honor you, Lord, today. Be glorified in our lives. As we go, I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Let's lift up our hands. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.